Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
I've had better days and I've had worse days. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch your name.
My name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y. Okay, so can I have your first and last name, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Melinda Green, 3920 Browntown Road, Sawyer, Michigan.
Okay, thanks so much for your information as well, ma'am. I was actually able to locate that account, and I see that you did actually order the, hello?
Yeah.
I see that the contest entry was entered, ma'am, in the meal plan. How may I help you today, ma'am?
Okay, well, your other girl just got done canceling all that, so it should show that it's canceled in front of you.
Yes, ma'am, it's showing that it's canceled. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And supposedly there is no address for this business, or at least that's what you guys are telling your customers.
Well, yes, ma'am. We're just a third-party call center for the company. We're not actually able to give out the information because we don't know the information. I do apologize. However, I am seeing that you're...
Don't know the information?
Yes, ma'am. We're not actually able to give out the information. I'm seeing that your account is canceled. How may I help you today?
Well, because you're at the advertisement that you guys are listed under, you guys have it as Walmart under some stupid $2 mixer. And then, you know, you con people into giving you their name and all of their information and processing everything, and then after you process everything, that's when it when the truth finally comes out. You know, that's robbing people.
Okay.
And I would think that, you know, everybody that supposedly works for this supposedly only online company that supposedly doesn't have an address, that, you know, you guys would be a little ashamed of what you do. And, you know, it's really sad. It really is. But just to let you know, now that you guys got me canceled, and if I see any charges on my credit card from here on out from you guys, you'll be hearing from me, and not in such a tolerable sense.
Okay, yes, ma'am. No problem. You're
now,
canceled.
I'm
going to
contact...
Okay.
I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau on you guys, because you guys are a bunch of BS.
Okay.
There should be an address, and you guys are conning people out of their money, and you're telling them one thing, and then you're taking another. It's not right.
Okay, so what I'm able to do for is issue out, let me see what I'm able to do for me. I am able to actually issue out a full refund for that amount. Let me place you on a brief hold moment, okay?
There should have already been a refund on the full amount, or at least according to your previous girl, there was.
Okay, it was not refunded. Let me place you on a brief hold moment. Let me look over that account a little more. One moment.
Yeah, you guys better put every damn penny back.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold moment, ma'am.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Okay, thanks for being so patient. Hold on, I was able to go ahead and get you fully refunded. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled as well. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
According to the first girl that I talked to, everything had been taken care of, and she gave me a confirmation number.
Well,
so
she did go ahead and get your
account
canceled.
By the first girl,
I
can't talk to you, and you can't hear me if you're talking over me. Now, if you're a manager, at least have the common courtesy to listen to the customer.
I am listening to you, ma'am.
No, you're not. Not when you're talking over me. Now, as I was saying, your girl gave me a confirmation. So what, she didn't bother to do the refund?
Okay, from my understanding, ma'am, I'm looking at the notes on the account. It does not say anything about a refund, but I did just go ahead and get you a refund. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do for you here today, ma'am?
I want the confirmation number of your
refund.
It's going
to be C as in Charles, 920-649-153.
You want to repeat that?
C as in Charles, 920-649-153. Thank you so much for calling us support. You enjoy a wonderful day.